Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Bava Basra has been sponsored in honor of Rav Shraga Feivel Siegfried.
We are now Be'ezes Hashem up to the Gemara and Daf Pei Hei. Our Gemara is a continuation from the Gemara before on Daf Pei Daud Amar Beis. In the Gemara before on Daf Pei Daud Amar Beis, the Gemara brings down the following machlekes. Amar Abasi Amar Beichnon Madad V'iniach Hagabe Simta Kana. Amar Le'Rab Zera Le'Abasi Shem Le'Yisham Rebbe Ela B'Moydid O'Teich Kupasei. And only by Maidir Tech Kupase will one be Kaina. But by Madad Vinir Rabbi Simta, if it was not placed into the Kupa of the Lakech, then the Lakech will not be Kaina. Amrle Dami Hai Mirabonon Kedoi Gamri Inchi Shmaitza. Madad Tech Kupase Memrabai? The Gemara goes on to say, Kibla Mine, I like Kibla Mine. Was Abzera Makabo from Ravasi or not? The Gemara brings the following Raya Toshma da Amr Rabbi Anai Amr Rabbi. And therefore, just like we see the Chatzar HaShotfin is Kaino Agabe Karka, so too Simta will be able to be Kaino Agabe Karka, which is a Shita of Ravasi B'Shem Rebbe Yechanan. Our Gemara is Doicha the Raya by saying, Loi L'Teich Kupasai. Hachinami Mestabra, Domer V'Yakim, Amar B'Yechanan, Modad V'Yiniach Agabe Simta L'Ekona, Kash and Adadi. The Rashbam explains the Shmamina of our Gemara. That the Gemara proves that Iko Meimar Dele Kibla. And Reb Zera was not Makabel. This, or as he said, Bishem Reb Yechon, the Modad Viniach Gabe Simta, even Agabe Karka of the Simta is Kona. But rather, one needs Meidiro Teich Kupasai. Now, as far as how to understand this, Rav Ashi says, the modad viniach agabe karka shal simta is kana, and one does not need moedir otech kupase. We find the Rabbeinu Yehuda and the Ritva explain pshat and Rav Ashi as follows. Rabbeinu Yehuda and the Ritva explain, the Rav Ashi understands when the meicher puts the peiros in the simta for the lekeach, then we consider the simta as chatzeroi shel lekeach, and the lekeach is kina the peiros the kinyan chatzer. And as Ritva goes on to explain, Rav Ashi understands that the Meicher is considered the Shliach of the Lekeach to be Zeche in the Simta for the Lekeach, and Memela the Lekeach is Zeche v'kinyan chatzer. And so do we find in the Rashbam, that the Rashbam explains that this Rav Ashi understands Einiach Rabbi Simta is Kana, is because it is considered Kiyuinicham Meicher v'shusei shal Lekeach. And we consider the Simta as a Rishos of the Lekech, and therefore the Simta is Kaina for the Lekech, the Kinyan Chatzar. The Rashbam goes on to explain. This the Reb Zera argues, and Reb Zera understands that Simta is not Kaina for the Lekech, is because Reb Zera understands that Simta is not considered the Chatzar of the Lekech. The Simta is not considered Rishos HaMiyuchedes Lekech. And since the Simta is not considered Rishos HaMiyuchedes Lekech, in order to be kind of a kinyan chatzar, one needs rishos ha-miyuchedes. So again, the Rashbam, Rabbeinu Yehuda, and the Ritva explain this, that according to Rav Ashi b'Shem Rabbi Yechonon, one is kind of the karka of the simta, is because we can consider the karka of the simta as a chatzar of the lekeach. Rabbeinu Yehuda, and the Ritva explain this, that we can consider the karka as chatzar shal lekeach, is based on this, that the meicher is meiniach agabe simta for the lekeach. From the Rashbam, on the other end, it is mashma this, that according to Rav Ashi, one is kaina. In the karka, the simta, and the karka, the simta is considered chatzir shal halakeach, is because the simta is considered like a chatzir shal shotfin. And the chatzir is considered chatzir shal halakeach, just like every chatzir shotfin is considered the chatzir of both shotfin. And Rav Ashi understands that a chatzir shotfin can be kaina for either one of the shotfin, and a chatzar ha-shutzman can be kaina from one shutta for the other. And for that reason, according to the Mahalach of Rabbeinu Yehuda and the Ritva, the machlekes between Rav Ashi and Reb Zera is a machlekes, if we can consider the simta as chatzeroi shal ha-lekeach, does the meicher have a right to make the simta into the chatzar of the lekeach, and the simta should no longer be considered his chatzar? And so to this that our Gemara says, that according to Rav Ashi, chatzar ha-shutzfin is kaina for one shutif, even agabe karka. And according to Reb Zera, a chatzar ha-shutzfin is not kaina unless it is placed in the keli of the lekeach, is also based on the same achlikes. Does one shutif have a right to make the chatzar into the chatzar of the other shatzif? Or do we say that the chatzar will still be considered a chatzar ha-shatzfin? That is according to Rabbi Yonah and the Ritva. On the other hand, according to Rashbam, the machloikes between Rav Asi and Rav Zira is a machloikes as far as kinyan chatzar. What does one need in order to be kinyan b'kinyan chatzar? Does one need a rishos ha-miyuchedes in order to be kinyan b'kinyan chatzar? Rav Asi understands that even if the rishos is not a rishos ha-miyuchedes, but still one has the ability to be kinyan with such a rishos b'kinyan chatzar. Rav Zira on the other hand argues, and Rav Zira understands that in order to be kinyan b'kinyan chatzar, one needs a rishos ha-miyuchedes, and therefore the machloikes between Rav Zira and Rav Asi is a machloikes by simta and a machloikes by chatzar ha-shatzfin, since the machloikes between Rav Zira and Rav Asi is a general machloikes as far as kinyan chatzar if one needs a rishos ha-miyuchedes in order to be kinyan b'kinyan chatzar or not. According to Rabbi Yonah and the Ritva, everyone agrees that one needs a rishos ha-miyuchedes in order to be kinyan b'kinyan chatzar, and the entire machloikes is if we consider the simta as a rishos ha-miyuchedes or not. But again, both according to Rashbam and Rabbi Yonah and the Ritva, this, that according to Rav Asi, one is kina al gabi karka is only because we consider the karka as a chotzer of the lekech, and the lekech is kina b'kinya chotzer. In Tesis, we find that Tesis explains pshat and Rav Asi as follows. Tesis explains madad v'niach gabi simta kana. Tesis explains we're referring to a case that the meicher is meided. Af al pisha meshichas ha meicher eina meyalas lekech hachar shayni kisha meided u'meiniach al gabi simta. The Bach is Gurus and Tesis Hacha Shaini, Shemestala Kisha Maided, from the Lashon of Tesis. And so too one clearly sees in the Bach, Bukhara from Tesis one sees, this that according to Rav Asi, Madad Viniach Gabi Simta is Kana, is not based on this, that the Simta is Kina for the Lakech Bekinya Chotzer, but rather, this that Madad Viniach Gabi Simta is Kana, is based on this that we have a Kinyan of Mashicha. And it is the Mashicha of the Meicher, which is Kaina for the Lekeach. And even though, generally speaking, the Mashicha of the Meicher is not Kaina for the Lekeach, but by Madad V'niach Agavi Simta, then the Mashicha of the Meicher will be Kana for the Lekeach. As the Bach explains, since then the Meicher is Mestalek. This, the Mashicha of the Meicher, generally speaking, is not Kaina for the Lekeach, is only because the Meicher was not Mestalek. And as long as the Meicher is not Mestalek, the Mashicha is not considered a full-fledged Mashicha, since the Chelak of Kinyan Mashicha is with this, that with the Mashicha he was machnes the Chefetz into the Rishos of the Lekeach. And therefore, as long as the Mashicha is not Mestalek, we do not see the Chefetz entirely by Rishos HaLekeach. We still see the Chefetz by Rishos HaMeicher. But if the Mashicha is Mestalek, then the Mashicha of the Mashicher will work for the Lekeach. That is what one sees from our Tesis, and so to Lechir one sees from the Agah of the Bach. Tesis goes on to explain, this Reb Zera argues in Rav Asi, is because we say that Af al gav the Mashicha meyalas besimta ki wa meshach bereshusay, but beloi Mashicha miyo laikana besimta. If we are to understand Pshat and Tesis, this that according to Rav Asi, madad v'niach ha-besimta, the Lekeach is kaina, is based on the Mashicha of the Meicher. And since the Meicher is a Mestalek, for that reason the Mashicha of the Meicher can work for the Lekeach. If so, what is Pshat in this that Tesis says? B'lei Mashicha miyo laikana besimta. In this case, we have a Mashicha. So here to explain Pshat and Tesis, one has to be Matcha can say. This that Tesis says, B'lei Mashicha miyo laikana besimta. Tesis means to say that without the Mashicha of the Lekeach, one is not kaina besimta. In other words, a machlekes between Rav Asi and Rav Zira is a machlekes if the Mashicha of the Meicher can work for the Lekeach or not. Rav Asi understands that as long as the Meicher is Mestalek, then the Mashicha of the Meicher can work for the Lekeach. On the other hand, Rav Zira argues and Rav Zira understands that the Mashicha of the Meicher is not considered a Mashicha. The Mashicha of the Meicher cannot possibly work for the Lekeach. According to this Mahalach, as far as how to explain Pshat and Machlekes between Rav Asi and Rav Zira, the Rav Asi understands that the Mashicha of the Meicher can work for the Lekeach. On the other hand, according to Rav Zira, the Mashicha of the Meicher cannot work for the Lekeach. And so too we find is the Mefurash HaMachlekes HaRishayinim in Bava Metzia and Daf Tzadi Chesem and Aleph, as far as how to explain this, that the Mishnah says in Bava Metzia and Daf Tzadi Chesem and Beis, that if someone was Shoyel as Hapara, that the Mishnah says, Amr Lai HaShoyel Shoyel Chili B'ad B'ni B'ad Avdi B'ad Shuchi, then the Shaila is Chayiv. The Gemara explains this, that the Shaila is Chayiv, is because we are talking about a case, Barmalei Hekisha B'makel V'Yisavei. And since he said Hekisha B'makel V'Yisavei for that reason, he is Chayiv Achrayis. Now as far as how to explain the Chayiv Achrayis, since the Shaila said Hekisha B'makel V'Yisavei, we find a tremendous Machlokes HaRishonim. The Shita Mekubetzes, which Shem Duran explains this, that the Shaila is Chayiv, is Midin Arvos. On the other hand, the Shita Mekubetzes goes on to bring down Mishem the Ravid, that the Ravid explains that this, that the Shaila is Chayiv, is Midin Meshicha, and the Meshicha of the Meicher works for the Lekeach, and so too we find is the first Pshat and Tesis of Metzia and Daf Sadi Tesim and Aleph. That Tesis explains, Ocher Nira Demayri Shiatas Amiyad Simta Uat Stadi Rishosarabim, with a Kisha B'mako of the Mashal. It right away went into a simta, the Chashiv Kiwa Mashcha Shoyal, and the Meshicha of the Mashal works for the Shoyal. And so too Tesis explains in his first Pshat that the Meshicha of a Meicha will work for the Lekeach. So again, according to Tesis, one has a Machlekes Amiroyim, and so too one has a Machlekes Harishainim, if the Meshicha of the Meicha can work for the Lekeach, if the Meicha is Mistalek. So to explain Pshat in this Machlekes, well, here one can explain that the Machlekes is dependent upon the following Shaila as far as how to understand the Kinyan of Meshicha. Do we understand that the Kinyan of Meshicha is with this, that we have Achnasa L'Rishusai, and the Kinyan of Meshicha is dependent upon this, that the Chepetz was Nichnas into his Rishos? Or do we understand that the Kinyan of Meshicha is because the Meshicha of the Chepetz into his Rishos is considered a Ras Bailas? If we are to understand that the Kinyan of Meshicha is a Kinyan, based on this, that we have Achnasa L'Rishusai, and because the Chepetz was Nichnasa L'Rishusai, that is why one is Kinyan of a Kinyan Meshicha. For that reason, Ravasi, and so too Tesis from Metzia, understand that the Meshicha of the Meicher can work for the Lekeach, even though the Meicher is the one who is doing the Meshicha, but so the Chepetz was Nichnas into the Rishus of the Lekeach. On the other hand, if we are to understand this, that Meshicha works, is because Meshicha is considered a Ras Bailas, since one is being Machnes the Chepetz into his Rishos. For that reason, in order to consider the Meshicha as a Ras Bailas, one needs that the Lekeach should be the one who is doing the Meshicha. If the Meicher is the one who is doing the Meshicha, one does not have a Ras Bailas. And since one does not have a Ras Bailas with the Meshicha of the Meicher, even if the Meicher is Mistalek, but still, where is the Ras Bailas? And for that reason, according to this Mahalach Meshitas HaTesvis, Reb Zera understands that the Meshicha of the Meicher cannot work for the Lekeach. And so too is the Shita of the Ranim of Metzia and Daf Tzadi Tes, and so too is the Shita of the other Rishonim that we mentioned before, who explain Pshat and Ravasi. The Ravasi understands that the Karka of the Simta is Kaina for the Lekeach B'Kinyan Chotzer, and the Lekeach is not Kaina with the Meshicha of the Meicher. So again, according to this Mahalach B'Shitas HaTesvis, this that according to Ravasi, the Lekeach is Kaina, is based on this, that we have the Meshicha of the Meicher, and the Meshicha of the Meicher can be Kaina for the Lekeach, which is a Shita of the first Teretz of Tesis of Metzia and Daf Tzadi Tesim and Aleph. And this, Reb Zera argues, is because Reb Zera understands that the Meshicha of the Meicher cannot possibly work for the Lekeach. That is Ochiro, what one sees with Shitas HaTesis. But if one looks carefully at the Tesis HaRosh, which is brought down in the Shita Mekubetzes, Ochiro one sees in other Mahalach Meshitas HaTesis. The Shita Mekubetzes brings down that B'le Meshicha Mia Laikana Mitam Chotzer. From the Tesis HaRosh, Ochiro one sees this, that Tesis says, B'le Meshicha Mia Laikana. Tesis does not mean to say that B'le Meshicha the Lekeach Mia Laikana, and the Meshicha the Meicha will not work, but rather Tesis is coming to explain why one is not Kaina B'Kinyan Chotzer. Well, even according to Ravasi, one is not Kaina B'Kinyan Chotzer, but rather this, that one is Kaina, is with the Meshicha of the Meicher. And therefore, Kinyan Chotzer, man dachar shmei, who mentioned anything about Kinyan Chotzer? So before we explain Pshat in our Tesis, based on this, that one sees in the Tesis HaRosh, I would like to imact him with the following Hakdama. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara brings down the following halacha of Ravu Shmuel. Ravu Shmuel da'ami tarvayo kelev shaladim kainoi b'chol makim chutz mirishos harabim. Now, as far as how to explain this, that kelev shaladim are kainoi b'chol makim. Here this, that kelev shaladim are kainoi slay, is based on this, we consider a keli as one's chatzer, and therefore a keli is kina for a person mitam chatzer. And so to hear one sees in the Gemara of Metzia on Daf Tesmer base, that the Gemara of Metzia asks, on this about chatzer, there is a locha that a chatzer ma'aleches leikana. The Gemara asks, if so, if the isha was ma'aleches, and the Baal was Zorka get a techika or techkalosa, hachinami that the isha should not be megureshes, since chatzer ma'aleches leikana. So from the Gemara, a clear one clearly sees that a keli can be kina midin chatzer, and a keli can be considered like one's chatzer. And so too is Mefurish and Ritva and Bava Metzia and Daf Tesmer base. In that chreinim we find the following tmiya. By a goy we find a tremendous machlokes. If a goy is kina b'kinyan chatzer or not, the tumim in simen kof chav kimo, the chakiyakav in simen tof mem ches of katan yadalid. And so to the Shulchan Aruch, Harav, and Safid Aleph, and other Achrenim understand that a goy is not kina b'kinyan chatzer. Since this, that a chatzer is kina mitam shlichos. For that reason, a goy is not kina b'kinyan chatzer, since ein shlichos la'akum. If someone has to understand what is pshat in this, that we find in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah and the final from a base, that a goy is kina b'kelav, and if something is nechnas into a kelav, a goy has the ability to be kina with his kelim. Well, according to these achrenim, a goy is not kina b'kinyan chatzer. This is the kasha that the achrenim, for example, the k'seis achrenim in Simon Kuf, Tzadidalat of Katan Gimel, the Nesivus HaMishpat, in Simon Reish, the Makar Chaim, in Simon Tav Mem, and Simon Tav Mem Ches, ask on this shita. And from here they prove that a goy is kina b'kinyan chatzer. And we do not say that since in Shrichos La'akam a goy is not kina b'kinyan chatzer. Now to explain Pshat and the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, according to the Shita of the Achrenim, will understand that a goy is not kina b'kinyan chatzer. If so, how is a goy kina b'kelav? We find in the Achrenim two mahalachim. The first mahalach is the mahalach of Meir Simcha in Or Sameach, Perek Aleph, Melchus Mechir Alach Adalad. The Meir Simcha explains that one can be kina b'kelav shaloi mitam chatzer, as Meir Simcha is medayik from the Lashon of the Rambam. That the Rambam in Perek Dalad Melchus Mechir Alach Adalad says as follows. The Rambam says, kelav shaladam kol makam sheyesh ha-yoshos ha-nichei kanalai, kivan shenichnesu ha-metalton v'seich ha-kelein echamem yachal achzibai, v'areza kemoy shegbiyan oi kemoy shahunuchu v'seich beisai. From this, the Rambam says, hareza kemoy shegbiyan. One sees that a keli can be kina midin hagbah, and therefore, even if a goy does not have kinyan chatzer, but still a goy can be kina bekelav midin hagbah. The second mahalach is the mahalach of Rabbi Zalman in Avon Azam Paragraph Test Mehochas Mechira. The Rabbi Zalman explains that even though a goy is not kina bekinyan chatzer, and therefore the keli of a goy cannot be kina for a goy bekinyan chatzer, but still the keli of a goy can be kina mitayas meshicha. Since the chefetz is munach in the keli of a goy, it is not worse than if the goy did a meshicha, and therefore the keli of a goy can be kina midin meshicha. And so too, Bochero one sees in the Rashba, in Kiddush and Avchavav Meralf, and so too Bochero one sees in the goyin, in Cheshon Mishpat, Simin Reish Gemos of Katan Lamidvav. So again, Bochero comes out that there are three mahalchim with which one can explain this, that keli of shaladim are kainesai. Either one can say, this that Kelav Shaladim Arkainisai is mitam chatzer, or one can say that Kelav Shaladim Arkainisai either mitin agbah or mitin meshicha. Now, here one has to understand pshat in this that the Rambam says, as a mersum ches medayek, that a keli of a person can be kaina mitin agbah. What does a keli have to do with agbah? So, here from the Rambam one sees the following chiddush. That by every chatzer, a chatzer can be kind of her person with one of two mahalchim. Either a chatzer can be kind of her person with this, that the chayfetz is nimtzis b'rishusai, and since the chayfetz is nimtzis b'rishusai, memela one is kind of whatever is nimtzis b'rishusai, but then there is another way which a chatzer can be kind of as well. If one has a maisa v'achnasa b'rishusai, then the chatzer can be kind of with a maisa achnasa b'rishusai, which the Rambam refers to as Agbah. The kinyan of Agbah is with this, that with his Agbah he was machnes the chefetz into his rishos, and therefore so too by every chatzer, and so too by kelav shal adam akaine slay. This, that a kelav of a person can be kaine, is either a kinyan de remela, like a regular chater, that with this, the chayfetz is nimsis v'reshusa, that itself is a reason that the person should be kaina the chayfetz in meila, or one can be kaina the chayfetz b'kin yachater midin hachnasa v'reshusa, which is similar to agba or meshicha. But the kinyan is a kinyan mitam chater. That is achir what one sees in the Rambam. And so to achir is pshat in the Rashba and Kiddushin as well. Based on this, how we mentioned that there are two ways with which a chater can be kaina, and either a chater can be kaina a meila, or a chater can be kaina midin hachnasa or shusai, achir one can explain pshat and tesis before as follows. This that tesis explains that modad v'niach rabbi simta is kana. Tesis explains that Ava Pisha Mashiach Samicher Eina Mayalas Vakea Chacha Shainik Shemaydid Vinia Chagabe Simta. Tesis means to say that the Simta is Kaina for the Lakeach Mitam Chotzer. But this, that the Simta is Kaina for the Lakeach Mitam Chotzer, is not the regular Kinyan de Mela of Chotzer. But because the Chayfetz is Nimses for Shuse, for that reason, one is Kaina, whatever is Nimses for Shuse Mela. Since as far as Simta is concerned, the Simta is not considered completely Rishusei Shel Adam in order to have a Kinyan to a Meila of Chatzar, but rather, this that a Simta is Kaina is only because we have the Teres Kinyan of Chatzar of Achnasa Rishusei, and therefore it is the Achnasa Rishusei which is Kaina B'Simta according to the Shita of Ravasi. And for that reason, even if the Mashiach of the Meicher is not considered a Mashiach, but still one can be Kaina with achnasa or shusai into one's chotzer. And for that reason, Tesis goes on to say, this, Rebzera argues in Ravasi, is because Rebzera understands that without Mashicha, a simta is not even kaina midin achnasa or shusai. That is Zuchira, how one can explain pshat and Tesis. So again, according to this Mahalacha Kuyalma, a simta is not considered a regular chotzer. And the machoikis between Ravasi and Rebzera is a machoikis. If by a simta one will have the kinyan of chatzar of hachnasa or shusai. In the Ramban we find that the Ramban asks the following kasha according to Ravasi. The Ramban asks according to Ravasi, who understands that the karka of the simta is kaina for the lakeach. If so, where is it ever negea the halacha of meshicha b'simta? If even without meshicha one is kaina in a simta b'kinyan chatzar. The Ramban answers by saying, this one is kaina in a simta according to the shita of Ravasi, is only if the meicher was modad v'niach peres b'shvil halakeach. Then it is considered as if the meicher said zilkani, and only if the meicher said zilkani is the lakeach kaina. And so too we find that the Bnei Shleim is mendayik in Tesis. From this a Tesis says, hacha shayni k'shamoydid u'miniach agavi simta. From there one sees that Tesis understands that only with the medida of the meicher will the lakeach be kaina. Since the medida of the meicher is considered as if the meicher is telling the lakeach zilkani, as we find in Tesis b'dibur hamaskol kol. So from the Ramban and Tesis one sees that the Ramban and Tesis understand that in order to be kaina b'simta according to the shita of Ravasi, one needs zilkani. Now one has to understand, if simta is kaina, since we consider the simta as a chatzar of the lakeach, why is a simta only kaina if he said zilkani? A chatzar, a person, is kaina even without zilkani. So from the Ramban, and so to achir from Tesis, one sees that even according to Ravasi, a simta is not considered a regular chatzar shel halakeach. Since again, a simta is not considered completely the reshos of the lakeach. And since a simta is not considered completely the reshos of the lakeach, for that reason, in order to be kaina with such a chatzar, one needs zilkani. In other words, even though by regular kinyan chatzar, all one needs is the nichusa of the makna in order to allow for the lakech to be kaina b'kinyan chatzar. But in order to be kaina with such a chatzar, which is not considered one's rishos lagami, one needs a complete gemiras das, and one needs the meicher to take part in the kinyan. It is not enough for the meicher just to let the lakech be kaina, but rather the meicher has to take an active part in the kinyan. And therefore one needs the meicher to say zilkani. That is the chir what one sees in the shita of the Ramban and Tesis. In Tesis we find that Tesis makes the following diuk. From this that we say modad v'niach hagavi simta kana, which Rebzera explains to mean that he was moedid o teich kupasei, and still it says modad, From there, Tesis is medayek that one needs madad, avaloi madad loikana loikelov. As Tesis explains, this that one needs madad is because boi lamemer zilkani, vekivan de madad kadarmale zilkani dami. And for that reason, Tesis goes on to say, vahashta nicha de tzvichi hani chemili derbechanan. One needs this, Rabbi Yochanan said, that a keli is kind of a simta, and still one needs the other member of Rabbi Yochanan of Madad v'niach Rabbi Simta kana to teach us that only with medida is one kind of a simta. In the Marshal we find that the Marshal asks the following kasha on Tesis. According to Tesis, one understands that only with zilkani is one kind of a simta. If so, chayit is pashet. That b'rishas meicher, in order for the keli of the lekeach to be kaina b'rishas meicher, one will need zilkani. A keli shel lekeach b'simta cannot possibly be worse than a keli of a lekeach b'rishas meicher. And if in order for a keli shel lekeach b'rishas meicher to be kaina, one needs zilkani, what is pshat? In this, our Gemara shakal v'tari if a keli shel lekeach b'rishas meicher is kaina. In a case, he did not say zilkani, as our Gemara says that if he said zilkani l'kol alma, a keli shel lekeach b'shas meicher is kana. So to answer this kasha, Mashal says as follows, that a keli shel lekeach b'shas meicher, saying zilkani is not enough, but rather one has to say zilkani b'kelecha. And only if he said zilkani b'kelecha do we say that a keli shel lekeach b'shas meicher is vade kaina. By simta, on the other hand, all one needs is to say zilkani. One does not have to say zilkani b'kelecha. And therefore the shaila of our Gemara of a keli shel lekeach b'shas meicher, if a keli shel lekeach b'shas meicher is kaina or not, is referring to a case that he said zilkani, but he did not say zilkani b'kelecha. That is how the Marsha answers his kasha and thesis from the Gemara of keli shel lekeach b'shas meicher. From the Rosh, on the other hand, it is mashma that the Rosh understands that even by keli shel lekeach b'shas meicher, one does not have to say zilkani b'kelecha, but rather zilkani by itself is enough. And as long as one said zilkani, it is pasha that keli shel lekeach b'shas meicher is kaina. Now, according to the Rosh, it is hadra koshes hamarshal adukhte. If keli shel lekeach b'shas meicher only works if he said zilkani, just like we find that a keli shel lekeach b'simta only works if he said zilkani, if so, what is pshat in this that the Gemara is a shayla of a keli shel lekeach b'shas meicher is kaina or not? If he said zilkani, it is pashet that a keli shel lekeach b'shas meicher is kaina. So to answer the Marsha's kasha, according to the shita of the Rosh Hashanah, one has said, as we find in the Nesivis, that the Nesivis in Siman Reish, Sivkata and Zion answers the Marsha's kasha as follows. This that we say that one needs a medida is only as far as something whose mida was not yodua, but as far as something whose mida was yodua, one does not need a medida. And therefore one can say that the Gemara Shaila by keli shel lekeach b'shas meicher is only referring to a case that the object had a mida yodua. Then in such a case one does not need a medida. And since one does not need a medida, in such a case, the Gemara is a shaila if a keli shel lekeach b'shas meicher is kaino or not. But wherever one needs a medida, then it is pashet that a keli shel lekeach b'shas meicher will be kaino, since a medida is considered as if he said zilkani. That is a chira, how one can be asher the kasha of the Marsha according to the shita of the Rosh. But if so, one has to understand pshat in the Marsha. If to be asher the shita of the Rosh, one has to say that the halacha medida only applies to something which does not have a midah yidua. If so, let the Marsha answer his kasha and tesis with the same halach, that the halacha medida only applies to something which does not have a midah yidua. And therefore one can explain that the Gemara Shaila by keli shel lekeach b'shas meicher is only referring to a case that the object has a midah yidua, that then one does not need a medida in order to be kaina. So to explain pshat in the Marsha, one has to say as follows, that the Marsha understands that there is a machlokes between Tesis and the Rosh as far as this, that one needs a medida in order to be kaina the keli shel gavei simta. The Rosh understands that the entire halacha medida is because as long as it is a mechoser medida, then we say, in other words, this that one needs a medida is only to take care of a chsarin, that as long as one has something which is mechoser medida, then we say, and for that reason, the Nesivis explains that as far as something which is not mechoser medida, one does not need to have a medida. On the other hand, in Tesis Acher, one sees that this that one needs a medida not to take care of the problem of something which is mechoser medida, but rather Tesis understands that one needs a positive zilkani. And Medida is considered as if he said zilkani. And therefore, according to the Shita of Tesis, even as far as something which is not mechoser Medida, but still one will need to have a Medida in order to be considered as if he said zilkani. And for that reason, the Marsha b'Shita HaTesis has to explain pshat in this, that we find that our Gemara is a shayla of keli shalakech b'shos meicher with a different mahalech. And the Marsha cannot explain b'Shita HaTesis that the Gemara is referring to something which is not mechoser Medida, since again, according to Tesis, even as far as something which is not mechoser Medida, still one needs to have a Medida in order to be considered as if he said zilkani. So again, from the Marsha l'chero one sees that as far as this, that one needs a Medida in order to be Kaina Nesimta, is a machlekes between Taisis and the Rosh. Taisis understands this, that one needs a Medida, is because one needs to have a positive zilkani. On the other hand, this, that the Rosh understands, that one needs to have a Medida, is not because one needs to have a positive zilkani, but rather it is because we say that as far as something which is mechoser Medida, we have a daite, dilikni lekelav kivan the mechusarin Medida. This, that Taisis and the Rosh understand, that by keli shalkech v'simta, one needs Medida, is based on this, that at least according to the Shita of Reb Zera, a simta is not considered completely reshusay shal halekeach, and therefore one has a keli in a reshus, which is not considered completely shal halekeach, which affects that in order to be kaina in the keli shal halekeach, in such a case, one needs Medida. So again, according to Marsha, one has a machlokes between Taisis and the Rosh as far as this, that one needs Medida in order to be kaina in a keli nesimta. And so too, there is a machlokes between Taisis and the Rosh as far as this, that the Gemara says, that by keli shalkech v'shos meichet is poshet, that if he said zilkani, then keli shalkech v'shos meichet will be kaina. According to Taisis, as Marsha explains, it is not enough just to say zilkani, but rather one needs to say zilkani b'keilecha. On the other hand, from the Rosh, it is mashma that zilkani works by keli shalikeach b'shos meicher. Now, before we explain pshat in this machlokes between Taisis and the Rosh, let us first discuss the shaila of the Gemara if a keli shalikeach b'shos meicher is kaina or not. In the Rashbam, we find that the shaila of the Gemara if a keli shalikeach b'shos meicher is kaina or not is a shaila. If we say that the Rishos is the Iker, and the Keli is Batal Eitzel HaRishos, or do we say that the Keli is not Batal Eitzel HaRishos? If we are to say that the Keli is Batal Eitzel HaRishos, for that reason, Keli Shalakeach Rishos Meichel Napikaina. On the other hand, if we are to say that the Keli is not Nisbatal Eitzel HaRishos, then a Keli Shalakeach Rishos Meichel will be Kaina. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara brings the following raya. From this that we learned, b'shos meicher likana ad shagbiana oyat shetziana mereshusai. Our Gemara is medayik ma'ilav b'keilav d'lekeach. And from there one sees a keilav d'lekeach, b'shos meicher is nakeina. Our Gemara is deicha the rai by saying, loy b'keilav d'meicher. Our Gemara goes on to say, medireisha b'keilav d'meicher, seifa nami b'keilav d'meicher. Ema seifa b'shos lekeach, kivan shekibo olav meicher kano lekeach. V'i b'keilav d'meicher amai kano lekeach. The Rashbam explains pshat in this. Our Gemara says, "V'bekel of the meicher amai kano lekeach." Our Gemara means to say, "V'didach da'azos baser kui, v'mevatos lei eitzel harishos shu b'seichem ken amai kano lekeach b'kabos meicher ha'kati lei nafek mirshusei de meicher kol." In other words, Rashbam explains that since this is a keli shalkeach b'shos meicher, if it is kaino or not is dependent if the keli is in spatel eitzel harishos or not. From there one sees that if keli shalakeach b'shos meicher is kaina, that the keli is not nisbatal eitzel harishos, and therefore keli shalmeicher b'shos lekeach, the lekeach should not be able to be kaina since the keli shalmeicher is not nisbatal eitzel harishos halekeach. And therefore, the halacha of a keli shalakeach b'shos meicher and the halacha of a keli shalmeicher b'shos lekeach are dependent one upon the other. If we are to say that a keli shalakeach b'shos meicher is kaina, then a keli shalmeicher b'shos lekeach will not be kaina. On the other hand, if we are to say that a keli shalakeach b'shos meicher is not kaina, so too one can say that a keli shalmeicher b'shos lekeach will be kaina, since the keli is nespatel eitzel harishos. And so too we find in the Rosh and the Balmor that the Rosh and the Balmor explain this, that we find in our Gemara that a keli shalmeicher b'shos lekeach lekana is only if we are to say that a keilu shalakech b'shas meicher is kaina. Since according to that mandamar who holds that a keilu shalakech b'shas meicher is kaina, the keilu is not nespatel etzar b'shas, and for that reason, keilu shal meicher b'shas lakech will not be kaina. This, that v'alacha we paskin, that both keilu shalakech b'shas meicher is not kaina, and a keilu shal meicher b'shas lakech is not kaina, is only because we say that since this, that a keilu shalakech b'shas meicher, is a bayad v'yifshita. For that reason, by both cases, we paskin v'ykana, since we are oikim b'mayna v'cheskas b'ylem. And for that reason, the Torah brings down v'shem the Ramah, that if he is rami tarvayo b'chad meicher, he is koina mimonev shach. And for that reason, we find in that mihuam and simon kof hametes of katan ches, that in a case that the keilu shalakech was in the keilu shalmeicher, and the keilu shalmeicher was oimid b'rshos halakeach, in such a case, lakeach will be koine mimonev shach. If we are to go basar akli, then the chayfetz is munach b'rshos halakeach, and even if we are to go basar harshos, though the keilu is munach b'rshos halakeach, since the karka belongs to the lakeach. In the Rif and the Rambam on the other end, we find another mahalech. And the Rif and the Rambam both say, Kishem shen keilu shalakeach koinoi b'rshos meicher, kach in keilu shalmeicher koinoi lakeach, b'rshos halakeach. And by both cases, the Rif and the Rambam understand that one is not koina mitam vadai. And even though a keilu shalakeach b'rshos meicher is not koina mitam vadai, but still a keilu shalmeicher b'rshos lakeach will not be koina mitam vadai as well. And we do not say, like we mentioned before, b'shem the Rashbam and other Rishonim, that if we are to say that a keilu shalakeach b'rshos meicher is not koina, then a keilu shalmeicher b'rshos lakeach will be koina. So from the Rif and the Rambam, one sees that the Rif and the Rambam understand this, that our Gemara is a tzad, that a keilu shalakeach b'rshos meicher is not koina, is not because the keilu is nespatel etzel harashos, but rather this, that a keilu shalakeach b'rshos meicher is not koina, is because one needs to have both that the keilu is shalai and the rashos is shalai. And only if both are shalai do we say that one is koina b'kinyan chotzer. If either one is not shalai, then one is not koina mitam vadai. And that is pshat in the tzad of our Gemara, that a keilu shalakeach b'rshos meicher is not koina. And for that reason, the Rif and the Rambam both say that so too a keilu shalmeicher b'rshos lakeach will not be koina, since it is in the keilu shal hameicher. So again, according to the Rif and the Rambam, the shaila of our Gemara, if a keilu shalakeach b'rshos meicher is koina or not, is a shaila as far as kinyan chotzer. And the shaila of our Gemara is a shaila if one needs that the keili was yetze completely from the rishos meicher in order to enable the lakeach to be koina b'kinyan chotzer. Do we say that as long as a chayfetz is b'rishos halakeach, that itself is enough to enable the lakeach to be koina b'kinyan chotzer? Or do we say that as long as a chayfetz has some connection to the rishos hameicher, that itself is a reason that the lakeach should not be able to be koina b'kinyan chotzer? In Teisus Achayu, one sees a third of Mahalach as far as how to explain the Shail of our Gemara. Teisus explains this, that our Gemara is a Shail of Kelev Shalakeach Hashas Meicher is Koina or not, is because we say that even though B'Shos HaRabim L'Kuei Alma Kelev Shalakeach and HaKoina B'Shos HaRabim Hasa Machitayma Mishum Dvainicha L'Huv Nei B'Shos HaRabim Sheniach Kelev Sham Deman Payas Uman Shavik Avo B'Shos Meicher Miboy De'Avo Gavdam Arbeichanon the chomakim sheyesh rishos anichei kana, dilma li also a mait ela rishos harabim, avo meicher shem a mashal li makim li akeach sheyekne mashal u meicher li. From Tesis it is mashma that the shal of our Gemara is a shayla, if the meicher is mashal makim to the akeach or not. In other words, it is pashet that one needs a shaylas makim in order for the lakeach to be able to be kaina. Otherwise, one will have the chesaron of rishos harabim, and rishos harabim will kulei alma keilu shalakeach is not kaina rishos harabim. And for that reason, the shayla of our Gemara is a shayla if the meicher is mashal a makim to the lakeach or not. And so too we find in the Ritva that the Ritva explains pshat in the shayla of our Gemara if keilu shalakeach are kaina rishos meicher or not, that the safek of our Gemara is because our Gemara is Mesafkei Domestam Meicher Maknoi Mokim Liknes Kelev. That is how the Ritva explains Pshat and the Shail of our Gemara and Sotu Lachir 1 season Tesis. This, that from Tesis it is Mashma, that it is Pashat that one needs a Shailas Mokim, and the only Shail of our Gemara is if we have a Shailas Mokim, Ocher is based on this that Taisha says, because without a Sheiros Mokim, it is considered like Rishos HaRabim, and a Keli Shalakeach Rishos HaRabim is not Kaina. But as Achrayim prove from Taisha's with the Ramaskh of a Kelo of the Meicha Amai Kono Lakeach, that Taisha says, the Kiechi, the Kelo of Shalakeach, and Mavatal Aga Rishos Meicha, Hachinami is no Mamer the Kelo of Shalmeicha, and Mavatal Aga Rishos Lakeach. From there one sees, this that Taisus understands that one needs a Sheiros Mokim is because without a Sheiros Mokim, then the Keli is an Espatel Eitzel HaRishos, and only with a Sheiros Mokim do we say that the Keli is not an Espatel Eitzel HaRishos. And this that a Keli Shalakech is not Kainer Rishos HaRabim is because since there is no Sheiros Mokim Rishos HaRabim, for that reason, the Keli Shalakech is an Espatel Eitzel HaRishos. And therefore, at the end of the day, this Ragamar is a tzad that a keli shalakeach v'shos meicher is nakaina, is because the keli is in spatel eitzel harashos like the shita of the Rashbam. Just the Rashbam understands that the shayla of Ragamar is a shayla, if the keli is in spatel eitzel harashos. On the other hand, according to Taisus, it is pashit that the keli is in spatel eitzel harashos. And Ragamar's shayla is, if one has a sheiros mokim, in order to accomplish that the keli should not be in spatel eitzel harashos. This that Taisus proves, that the Keli is in Spatel Eitzel HaRishos, is from this that we find that a Keli Shalakech is not Koine B'Shos HaRabim. From this that a Keli Shalakech is not Koine B'Shos HaRabim, from there Taisus proves that it is Pasha that the Keli is in Spatel Eitzel HaRishos. According to the Rashbam and other Rishonim, who explain that the Shal of Argomar is a Shal of the Keli is in Spatel Eitzel HaRishos, then one has to say this, that a keli shalakech is not kainim b'shos harabim, is not necessarily because we say that the keli is in spatel eitzel harashos, but rather this, that a keli shalakech is not kainim b'shos harabim, is because since he has no right to keep his keli b'shos harabim, the keli cannot be kaveya rishos la'atzmai. And therefore, even if generally speaking we will say that a keli is not in spatel eitzel harashos, but still this, that a keli's kaveh rishos la'atzmai is only if he has a right to keep the keli in that place. If he does not have a right to keep the keli in that place, then it is pashat that the keli is not kaveh rishos la'atzmai, and for that reason a keli shalakech b'shos harabim is not kaina, even if we are to say that a keli shalakech b'shos meicher is kaina. This that we mentioned, that Taisus and the Ritzvah both explain that the shayla of our Gemara is a shayla, as far as tam das ha-meicher is concerned, but yet we find a difference between Taisus and the Ritzvah. Taisus explains that the Shaila of our Gemara is a Shaila if we say that Stam Das HaMeicher is a Hashel Mokim for the Keli Shel HaLekeach. But even if we are to say that the Stam Das of the Meicher is a Hashel Mokim LeHaLekeach, but still as Taisus explains with Dibur HaMaschil, Kegoin Sheyabayla Meicher Kosis, the Lekeach does not actually own the Rishos Shel HaMeicher. As Teja says, that in order to be Kaina the Mokim, one needs either Kesef, Shtar, or a Chazaka. And therefore, Teja goes on to say, B'Shem the Riva, Da'afagav de'ena Mokim kani la, but still Kivan she'esho Rishos Lahavi Kalasa Sham kani la Kalasa, De'kelav Shaladim Kaina b'chal Mokim she'esho Rishos La'niach, K'moy Gavi Simta, even though She'ein Simta kani la mikal Mokim ha'keli atzmei kaina lai. On the other hand, according to Ritzvah, as we mentioned before, B'Shem the Ritzvah, the Safik of our Gemara, is a Safik if there is a Haknaas Mokim HaKeli. And the Ritzvah understands that Al Atzah, that there is a Haknaas Mokim HaKeli, then the Mokim HaKeli actually belongs to the Lekeach. And the Lekeach has a Schos to be Mishtamish Ba'Oisei Mokim. And even though, as Taisa says, in order to be Kainei Karka, one needs either Kesef or Shtar or Chazaka, but still the Ritzvah holds, like we find in the Ksais HaChayshin and Simen Kov Peites of Katan Aleph, that if someone wants to be Sheyo HaKarka for a specific purpose, as long as he's Mishtamish Ba'Oisei Karka, that Tashmish that he wants to be Kaina, that itself is considered a Kenyan Chazaka. And for that reason, the Shaila of our Gemara, according to the Ritzvah, is a Shaila, if there is an actual Haknaas HaMokim taking place, and only if there is an actual Haknaas HaMokim will we say that the Lekeach can be Kaina b'Kelav, even though his Kelam are b'Shos HaMeicher. According to the Ritzvah, one can say this, that it is Pasha Tar Gemara that without Haknaas Mokim, the Lekeach is not Kaina, is not because we say that the Keli is in Spatel Eitzel HaRishos, but rather, it is as we mentioned before, B'Shitas HaRambam, that in order to be Kaina, one needs both that the Chavetz is Nimtza and a Keli which belongs to the Lekeach, and the karka is Rishos Shel HaLekeach. And for that reason, the tzad of our Gemara that a keli shalakeach b'shus meicher is kine is only if we have a knoas malkem a keli to the lekeach. Since then, the chayfet is nimtza in the keli shalakeach and b'shus shalakeach. In the Machna Ephraim, we find another mahalach as far as how to explain pshat in the shayla of our Gemara. The Machna Ephraim explains that the shayla of our Gemara is a shayla as far as the das baal hachater is concerned. Is a das of the Baal HaChatzar to mevatel his Rishos Lekeli in order to enable the Lekeach to be Kaina Bekela Rishos HaMeicher, or do we say that the Meicher does not have das to mevatel his Rishos to the Keli? In other words, this, that a Keli is Mispatel Eto HaRishos, is itself dependent upon das. That is how the Machna Ephraim explains Pshat in the Shaila of our Gemara. So again, we have four basic malachim as far as how to explain the shaila of our Gemara. The Rashbam explains that the shaila of our Gemara is a shaila if the keli is mispatel eitzel harishos or not. The Rambam and the Rif explain that the shaila of our Gemara is not a shaila as far as betul, but rather the shaila of our Gemara is a shaila if we need the chevetz to be nimtza in a keli and the rishos shel halekeach, or is it enough that the chevetz is nimtza in the keli shel halekeach, even though it is not benimtza in the Rishos Shel HaLekeach. Tesis and their Tzvah explain that the Shal Var Gemara is a Shaila. As far as Das HaMeicher, if the Das HaMeicher is a Hashel Mokim to the Lekeach or not. In Beshitas HaTesis one sees that without a Shelas Mokim it is Pasha that the Keli is in Spatel Eitzel HaRishos, only with a Shelas Mokim will we say that the Keli is not in Spatel Eitzel HaRishos. The Machna Ephraim explains that the Shal Var Gemara is a Shaila if the Meicher is mevatel his Rishos Eitzel HaKli or not. As long as the Meicher is not mevatel his Rishos Eitzel HaKli, then the Keli will be nispatel Eitzel HaRishos. In the Gemara later on, Daf Pei Vav Min Alef, as we mentioned before, we find that the Gemara brings the following raya: Amar Ravino Ravashi Tashmad Rav Shmuel Dami Tavayo Kelo Shodom Kaino Lechol Makim Vasuye Mai Lav Vasuye Rishos Meicher. So from there, the Gemara wants to prove that Kelo Shalakeh HaKaino Rishos Meicher. Our Gemara is deichet the raya by saying Hasam Da'amalei Zilkani, and when he said Zilkani, then we'll call Yalma Kehov Shalkeach Vashos Meicher Arkaina. Now, everyone has to understand Pshat in the Gemara that in a case that he said Zilkani, we'll call Yalma Kehov Shalkeach Vashos Meicher Arkaina. So to explain Pshat in the Gemara that by Zilkani we say that we'll call Yalma Kehov Shalkeach Vashos Meicher Arkaina, we find that the Rashbam explains when he said Zilkani, he is Ma'ashalai Makim. And since he is Mashal Imokim, for that reason, Ukoyama Keo Shalakeach Vashos Meicher is Kaina. In other words, since the Rashbam explains that the Shal of our Gemara is a Shaila Bittel Rishos, that the Keli is in Spatel Eitzel Rishos or not, if he said Zilkani, that he is Mashal Imokim, in a case he is Mashal Imokim, then the Keli is not in Spatel Eitzel Rishos. In the Rosh, we find that the Rosh goes on to say, when he said Zilkani, then there is an actual Aknoas Mokim taking place. And so too, one can say Vishitas, Taisis Varetva, who understand that the Shal of our Gemara is a Shaila as far as Stam Das HaMeicher, if Stam Das HaMeicher was to be Mashal and Mokim or not, but that is only by Stam Das. In a case that he said Mefur Zilkani, then Ukoyama we have a Shaila and Aknoas HaMokim. And so too, Vishitas Arif Arambam, since by Zilkani one has Aknoas HaMokim, for that reason, now the Chayfetz is the Keli Shalakeach and Bershos Halakeach, and for that reason, the Keli Shalakeach will be Kaina. Now, as far as this, how we mentioned before, Bashem the Marashah, that the Marashah explains Bashita Satasvis, that by saying Zilkani Ulchudei, that itself is not enough, but rather when I say Zilkani Bekelov, Bukhir the Pshat in the Marashah is because we say that by saying Zilkani one does not see Aknas Hamakim, and one does not see a She'ilas Hamakim. All one sees by Zilkani is a Gmirastas to Makne Bekelov. But Gmirastas to Makne Bekelov will not work if we are to say that the Keli is Nispatel Eitzel HaRishos. And therefore the Marshal explains one needs to say Zilkani Bekelecha in order to have a She'ilas Makim, that the Keli should not be Nispatel Eitzel HaRishos. Well, here one could have said this, that the Rosh argues, and the Rosh understands that Zilkani works, even if one does not say Zilkani Bekelecha as is mashma in the Lashon of the Rosh, is because the Rosh understands that by Kelev Shalakeach Bershos Meicher, even though it is not considered completely Bershos Halakeach, but still it is considered enough Bershos Halakeach that with the Gemira Stas, the Lekeach will be Kaina, and therefore Zolkani by itself is enough. But as we mentioned before, B'Shem the Rosh also explains this, that Zolkani works, is only because we say that with a Zolkani one has a Sheilan Aknas Hamakim. And therefore, according to Masha, one has to explain that the Machoikis between Taisis and the Rosh is a Machoikis if Zolkani is enough to have a Sheilas Makim, or one needs Zolkani B'Kailach in order to have a Sheilas Makim. In the Torah, we find that the Torah brings down the following Machoikis. What is Halacha? If the Meicher gave Rishos to the Lekeach HaNiach Shamakli, but he did not tell him Mefurish Zilkani. The Torah brings down Meshem Drimigash, that Drimigash understands that in such a case the Lekeach is Kaina. On the other hand, the Torah brings down Meshem the Ramah, that the Ramah argues, and the Ramah says that without saying Zilkani, the Lekeach is not Kaina. No, one has to understand Pshat in this Machikis HaRishenim. What is Pshat in this that the Ramah understands? That one needs to say Zilkani, and without saying Zilkani, the Lekeach is not Kaina. Lechera, one can explain that the machlekes between the Migash and the Ramah is dependent upon the machlekes that we mentioned before, B'Shem Tesis and the Ritva, as far as what one needs in order for a keli shalakeach to be able to be kaina b'shus meicher. Is Nesinas b'shus itself enough, or do we say that one needs to have an actual haknas hamakim? As we mentioned before, Tesis understands that Nesinas b'shus itself is enough, and with Nesinas b'shus, we will say that the keli is not nisbatel etel harishos. On the other hand, the Ritva understands, and so too is the mashmos of the Rosh, that one needs to have an actual aknas hamakim in order for us to say that a keli shalikeach will be able to be kaina. And therefore one can say that so too, this is a pshat in the machlekes between the Migash and the Ramah. The Migash understands that nisinas rishos by itself is enough in order to enable the keli shalikeach to be kaina. And therefore one does not need to say zilkani. On the other hand, this that the Ramah understands that one needs to say Zolkani is because without Zolkani, even though we have an Esinas Rishos, one does not have an actual Haknas Hamakim. And in order for Keli Shalakech to work, one needs to have an actual Haknas HaRishos. That is one Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat and Machlekes between the Migash and the Ramah. Another Mahalach is by saying that the Ramah understands this, Rav Gemara says, that Zolkani works. Is as he mentioned before, Vishitas HaRosh, that one needs Zolkani in order to have the Gemir Stas of the Makna to enable such a Rishos of a Keli Shalakech B'Shos Meicher that it is not considered completely B'Shos HaLakech, but still the Lakech Mikaina, as long as one has the Gemir Stas of the Meicher, just like we mentioned before, Vishitas HaTesis B'Simta. And therefore, only with Zolkani will one be able to be Kaina. With Nesinas Rishos, one will not be able to be Kaina. That is another mahalach with which one can explain pshat and machlekes between the Migash and the Ramah. The Torah goes on to say that according to the Migash, kol sha'meicherin makpid al mekaymei, the lekeach is kaina. The Torah says this, that the Migash understands the kol sha'meicherin makpid al mekaymei, the lekeach is kaina, is chilak al das haramah, since according to the Ramah one needs zilkani. In the Beis Yosef and Bedek HaBayis we find that the Beis Yosef says as follows. Beis Yosef says, V'yeshot maya, lama kasa rabbeinu al divrei ha'amah, v'ein das hariya levi kein, din yonim mechuakim heim, v'einam inyin zela zev v'kala hovin. Now, one has to understand pshat in the Beis Yosef. According to the Ramah, who understands that one needs zilkani, v'chir it is pashet, that by the Bailam not being makbe, that itself is not enough for us to say that the lekeach is kaina, since one needs zilkani. And just like Nesinas Rishos is not enough, so too the fact that the Meicher is not Makbid al Mekaymei, but still the Lekeach should not be able to be Kain without Zilkani according to the Shita of the Ramah. And so too we find that the Bach is Matmiya on the Beis Yosef. But Lechera Keshitas HaBeis Yosef is Mefurish in the Ramah. The Ramah himself says Mefurish like the Shita of the Rimigash. That as long as the Meicher is not Makbid al Mekaymei, that itself is a reason that the Lekeach should be able to be Kaina, even though his Keli is Nimtza B'Shos HaMeicher. Now, one has to understand, there seems to be a seeming steer of a Shita as Ramah, since the Ramah says clearly that in order for Keli Shalakeach to be Kaina, one needs to say Zilkani, and a Sinas B'Shos by itself is not enough. So, to explain Pshat in the Beis Yosef and to explain Pshat in the Shita, the Ramah, one has to say, as we find in the Chazon Ish in Siman Kof Mem Zayin, that the Chazon Ish says as follows, that there is one way with which the Lekeach can be Kaina b'Keli Shalakeach b'Shos Meicher, if the meicher is mashal le'makim, and the meicher is makna makim to the lekeach. But then there is another way for the lekeach to be kaina as well. Even if the meicher is not mashal makim to lekeach, just the meicher is not makbid al makimai, and the lekeach is allowed to do whatever he wants in that place, even without netilas rishos. For example, as our Gemara says, ein adam makbid al makim cheka u'makim kalasa. This that kelev shel lekeach work in such a rishos hameicher is because then it is considered like a simta. Based on the Chazanish, one can say this, that the Ramah says, if the meicher is not makbid al makimai, then the lekeach is kaina, is only because then it is considered like a simta. And since it is considered like a simta, for that reason, the keli shel lekeach will be able to be kaina even without a zilkani. This, that the Ramah understands that one needs to have a zilkani, is only with the rishos shel hameicher is not considered like a simta, and one needs an asinas rishos. Then the Ramah understands that only if we have an actual amir of zilkani can the lekeach be kaina. That is the chere pshat in the Beis Yosef and pshat in the shita of the Ramah.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.